This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
All right, welcome back. Just a quick reminder, you can always go online to 971talk.com/contests. You can sign up for Feed Our First Responders. Nominate your favorite first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, whoever it happens to be, dispatcher. Brag about what kind of job you think they do. We pick one winner a month. Grillmaster Tony makes food for them, and I deliver it. So we'll have another winner this month coming up. Get your nominations in. We're going to do that every month this year. GrillmasterTony.com is the great guy that donates this food once a month. So if you're looking for catering, please go and check him out. All right. Happy to have a guest in studio this morning who I'd like to think of as a friend these days, because we've met several times now when I got to travel to Memphis and tour the great Old Dominick Distillery location. If you're in Memphis for any reason, please make that part of your stop. Chris Canale, who runs the joint, is in studio with us. Welcome in, my friend.
Thank you very much for having me.
The founder, right, of Old Dominick. Is that what you call yourself?
That's right. It's at one point I was the president. I've kind of taken a little more of a kind of a, I guess you'd call it an oversight role, but they made me the treasurer. So today, okay. I'm the founder and the treasurer.
Founder and treasurer. It's such a great story too. My friends at Laura introduced me to Old Dominick a few years back, and this was something that was it great great grandfather Dominick Canale started in the 1800s. Is that right?
That's right. It's a long story. I'll try to make it short. But yeah, we've been in Memphis for going on 160 years.
Wow.
Continuous. Deacon Alley & Company is our family company, and the D is Dominick. And he started Deacon Alley & Company in 1866. He came over from Italy in 1859, and we've done primarily food and beverage distribution. We've had a lot of connections with St. Louis. We sold Budweiser for 80 years.
Wow.
Just picked it up right after Prohibition. That's the business I grew up in, selling beer. And but yeah, we're six generations in now. And Dominick, going into Prohibition, sold everything from avocados to zucchini squash. Mm. He said, you know, A to Z. And he also sold beer, wine, spirits, going, you know, before Prohibition, and had developed his own brand of whiskey called Old Dominick, which Prohibition shut down. We didn't sell whiskey after that. At least we don't have any record of it. And we resurrected those brands in 2017, shortly after we sold the beer company.
Yeah.
How have you seen the industry change, would you say, over the last number of years?
Spirits?
Yeah, well, just in general, like with whiskey, I feel like there's this huge increase in the number of people who are interested. I mean, Mark, obviously.
In the business,
in the business, yeah. People love it.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. And we saw it in beer before that. When I grew up, I think we had, you know, 80-something SKUs that we would have on a beer truck.
Yeah.
And by the time we sold it in 2010, there was like 180.
Wow.
And now they probably got 600. I don't
know.
It's just become, you know, this huge proliferation of craft brands, and the same thing has happened in spirits.
Yeah.
But I think going forward, that's probably going to dial back just because the cost has gotten kind of, in my opinion, a little bit out of control. We're trying to do our best with our products to keep them at a reasonable price, high quality at a reasonable price.
Yeah.
But I think that whole craft movement is going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough sell going forward.
Well, you've got your bonded Tennessee whiskey, which I've enjoyed. And I love part of the story of to be Tennessee whiskey, right? It wasn't always allowed to be produced everywhere. You finally got the ability to produce it in more than one county or two counties in Tennessee. And it has to be filtered through charcoal, right? But you guys do it differently than everybody else.
Our process, it's a very minimal, you know, if you go to Jack Daniel, they go through, I think, like 10 feet
of charcoal.
Sugar maple charcoal.
Yeah.
Ours is pretty minimal. Our master distiller we had at the time that helped us get going, she was a Kentucky girl.
Yeah.
And so our Tennessee whiskey really is more of a traditional bourbon. It's a very minimal, it touches sugar maple charcoal, but it really doesn't impact the flavor that much. And you got to remember, it's going into a white oak barrel for years. It's been charred, and it's going to go in there for years. So if you think a little bit of charcoal going into the barrel really makes a difference, you know.
Well,
but for Tennessee, it's got to be filtered through sugar maple charcoal, and it's got to be distilled, obviously, in the state of Tennessee. Otherwise, everything else about it is just bourbon.
Well, we're lucky to have it in the St. Louis area. They've got that. You've got a small batch bourbon out now, a cask strength bourbon. I got to sample some of this at Lit Cigar Lounge last night. It was great seeing you out there.
Yes, sir.
What else did you bring to town with you when you came up here from Memphis?
So, we have an old draft trailer that we used to take to events like Memphis in May barbecue, and we would sell draft beer off of it. It's just got tap handles down the sides of it. We converted it to a cocktail trailer. So we do draft cocktails. And so it is out there now at Nymal Garden.
Yes.
Nice.
Which is a really cool place.
Yep.
And the weather like today, I mean, what a great day to be out there.
So you're going to have it parked out there. And whenever there are events out there, people will be able to enjoy some good old Dominic.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Well, yes, it's good stuff. It's exciting. They everything that you're bottling now is stuff that you barreled there and aged right there in Memphis, and it's homegrown stuff, right?
Yep, absolutely. Everything about it, and even to the extent that we know where our barrels come from
right.
West Tennessee, and that's kind of something that's extremely unique. Grain to bottle.
That's it's good stuff. Our friends at Lore, of course, help bring that to town. We appreciate them as well as great sponsors of this radio station and this show. So wherever you're going this weekend, try to find a bottle of this old Dominic. I know they had some out at Lit Cigar Lounge, but of course they carry it in all the grocery stores and everything now. It's just really good stuff. And if you get to Memphis, make it a point to come by and take a tour, right?
Yeah, please do. We'll welcome everybody with open arms. We have tours, tastings. We do events. We have a 55,000 square foot facility there. We have, I think, four bars now.
So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Please come see us. That's what we're all about, hospitality.
It's excellent. Chris Canale, thank you so much for being here this morning, and enjoy your trip to St. Louis.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Old Dominic, love it down there. Go check him out and buy a bottle if you're out and about this weekend. All right. It's going to do it for us. Brian Kilmeade Show coming up here at the top of the hour. Annie Fry and Mark Reardon to round out your afternoon. Have a great weekend. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I will see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
Hey. I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.